During a meeting last night, the Anchorage Assembly certified the results of this month's municipal elections. And it was also the last time the body's current members will all share the dais. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, though the Assembly deals mostly with the dry nuts and bolts of municipal governance, the occasion was a rare glimpse of personality and sentiment.
Of the 11 people on the Assembly, 4 are saying goodbye. All but one of those departures are due to term limits, and that includes Chugiak Eagle River Representative Bill Starr, who used his remarks to wax sentimental about what his 9 years on the Assembly have meant.
Pretty much non-sexy stuff. This is the things that we changed our little world by.
The Assembly's work is highly technical and mostly thankless. The regular meetings in Midtown's Lusac Library are the most public display of the body's work. Often, it's hard to know what's even going on because of all the technical jargon and procedural rules flying back and forth. While there might be little bits of banter, it's rare to see displays of collegiality or friendship.
Oh, thank you. Let's talk about comic books for a moment.
Like when South Anchorage Assembly member John Weddleton, who owns a comic book store, spoke of his departing colleagues.
Some of you may not know, but at Christmas time, I gave everyone a little jar of tasty jam and a special custom-made button.
Each one had a comic book figure that, for one reason or another, Weddleton thinks says something about the recipient.
Bill Evans was Magneto. And, you know, Magneto, a lot of people loathe him, a lot of people champion him. Magneto doesn't care. Which you do. But wherever Magneto is, you know big things are going to happen.
Going down the list, outgoing downtown Representative Patrick Flynn was Loki, Chairwoman L.V. Gray Jackson was Storm, and Bill Starr was Iron Man.
Not just because he's a rich guy who likes to fly, but also, you know, one way or the other, he ends up fighting really hard for what he thinks is right, and that's important.
Though the Assembly is technically nonpartisan, it's hardly immune from political divisions. But even members who have sparred in the past reflected sentimentally on working with one another. Eagle River Representative Amy Domboski, a champion of conservative causes on the body, cried as she recalled passing her first piece of legislation with progressive Gray Jackson. As for Gray Jackson,
I'm tired of crying. I really am. I've been crying all day. So with that said, I've asked Madam Clerk to read my notes.
With that, Gray Jackson, who spent decades in public service working for the city and as an Assembly staffer before getting elected to the body, handed a sheet of paper to Clerk Barbara Jones.
The only words of wisdom I have for all of you is to remember why we are here. We are here to represent the citizens of Anchorage. To all, thank you for making the last 9 years some of the best years of my life.
You're welcome.
Shortly afterwards, new members were sworn in and the full body rearranged its leadership. Dick Traney was voted in as chair, a position he's held multiple times over the years, and former congressional candidate Forrest Dunbar, who represents East Anchorage, was picked as vice chair. The newcomers will have their first full meeting next week. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.